We look at the gathering that's taken place to Hurricane Harvey, all the ones helping those in need. Then I see the gathering of those that are leaving Hurricane Irma down in Florida in that exodus, the heading north to get out of harm's way. And I'm reminded by this scripture this week. It says, there will be strange signs in the sun, moon, and the stars, and on the earth the nations will be in turmoil, perplexed by the roaring seas and strange tides. People will be terrified at what they see coming upon the earth, for the powers in the heavens will be shaken, and everyone will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with the power of and great glory. So when all these things begin to happen, stand up and look up, for your salvation is near. And I believe that there's a season of gathering God's going to bring into his church. I don't know if it's going to be coming in one mass exodus where they're going to leave this world and come in here at one time, or if we're going to see a little trickle effect. We're going to see a family member, a loved one, somebody that maybe we haven't seen in a while. I was at the fair and I haven't seen, there was somebody that frequented in this church for many years and we haven't seen in a while. And you know them and I know them. But they were concerned about what they are seeing on the news right now. And I gotta believe that God is gonna touch hearts and lives through this in Jesus' name. That there is gonna be revival down in Cooper City. There's gonna be revival in Texas. There's gonna be revival here in the Midwest, because there's an awakening that's gonna take place in Jesus' name. That there is going to be a harvest. There's gonna be a gathering like we've never seen before. We need to expect it. We need to anticipate it and look forward to see these doors open like we've never seen before in Jesus' name. And fill the people, fill in this place. The altars fill like we've never seen before in Jesus' name. Let's worship the Lord together and believe that the God of harvest is doing great things in our midst today in Jesus' name.
For the Lord is good and he's good. If you'd like. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You are for me. I know that you are. all and true, so wonderful in all you do. You fill me, you see me, you know my every move, you love for me.
Yeah!
Before I'm going to grab my lyre, before I'm going to grab any instrument, I awaken this heart within me for praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He is good. He is good for me. He is for me. If God be for us, He is for us and He is good to us. In Jesus' name, thank you for your goodness and your long-suffering, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just give Him a hand clap of praise for His goodness?
From every nation and tongue. You are good.
He's a good God all the time, and all the time He's a good God, even when disaster strikes, even when calamity occurs, He's still a good God. Hallelujah. Let me thank You for Your goodness, Your mercy. Hallelujah. You are such a good God. There is none good but You, God. We love You. We praise You. We thank You for Your goodness towards us, God. We honor You this day, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Seems as though the battle is heating up. Penny wars. That's only good because it's money that we're raising for a good cause. Give to Sheesh for Christ. Again, I want to acknowledge Sister Allie Kreger, who by herself raised over $1,000 for Sheesh for Christ. Applied to be a real McCoy. What a wonderful thing. If you have your Bibles and you would stand and open them with me to Proverbs chapter number 30. While you're turning there, by a show of hands, how many of you ever heard of the prayer of Jabez? You ever heard that? Yeah. All right. By another show of hands, how many of you ever heard of the prayer of Agur? Prayer of Agur. No? It's in your Bible. Proverbs chapter number 30. Maybe it is A-G-U-R, maybe you say Agur, but the correct pronunciation according to my extensive research on the internet, so it's got to be right. It's Agur, pronounced A-W-G-O-O-R. It's found in Proverbs chapter number 30, three verses of scripture that we are going to read for you in your hearing. Proverbs chapter number 30. Has already been mentioned through indirect sources that today is the opening day of the NFL season. So I feel a spirit of long-windedness, longevity, and sermonizing this morning. Proverbs chapter number 30, begin reading in verse number 7. Two things have I required of thee, deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take away the name of my God in vain. Might I say it this way? And I hope you don't take offense to this, but maybe the prayer of Agur could be said succinctly like this. Lord, make me middle class. Don't give me poverty and don't give me riches. Don't make me so wealthy that I deny thee, become full and say I don't need you anymore. And Lord, don't make me so poor that I turn to stealing and try by other means to acquire. Lord, make me middle class. I thought about titling that, Lord, make me middle class, but this is what I entitled it, and this is what I want to preach for a few moments this morning. Food convenient for me. Food convenient for me. Agur made this statement, Lord, give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food that is convenient for me. Kind of sounds like this. Give us this day our daily bread. What I need for today, Lord, you supply. I'm not going to look back for yesterday with regret. I'm not going to worry and fret about tomorrow. Today. Give us this day our daily bread. Lord, feed me with food that is convenient for me. Can we pray, Lord Jesus, we love you. God, thank you for your word. God, let it challenge our hearts. God, to remind us of our mission, God, what we're all about. Look to you for our sustenance, for our provision. God, know that you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We honor you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace, for all that you are and all that you do. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And everybody said amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Food that is convenient for me. Feed me with food that is convenient for me. During the time of Agur, many worshipped, as today, the idols of materialism and consumerism. Agur, realizing the tangible threat this type of living placed upon him, decided to make the request in the prayer we have just read in our text. Two simple yet profound things or requests that are vitally important for us even today. Two things that he mentioned that we should aspire for ourselves, to request that if we truly understand the ways of God and the things of God, we would do well to implement into our own lives. I realize that the prayer of Jabez is more popular, and I do not demean that. And I believe it is an appropriate prayer at times to enlarge our coast and broaden our borders and to make us more influential. And I realize there's been lots of books and things written about the prayer of Jabez and devotionals about the prayer of Jabez. But I wonder if maybe Agur really had it together and he really understood some things concerning our lives. Concerning the world in which we live in, for we too live in a day and age where many worship at the altars of materialism and consumerism. They want. They desire to acquire. They They want this and that, and keeping up with the Joneses is almost a sport in and of itself, trying to have what others have, and making the mark of success being having excess or somewhere meeting that fulfillment that we think is there and that we can find, and having more and acquiring more. And Agur came to understand something, and it seems as though it's a request. It's nearing the end of his life, and he says, deny me not these things before I die. This is what it's come down to. This is what I truly desire. I need you to remove far from me vanity and lies. If there's a prayer that we should pray on a consistent basis, it is, Lord, don't let pride nor dishonesty find place with me. Don't let vanity and the desire to acquire and to have all these things, don't let it jeopardize my integrity where I choose dishonesty to have gain, or I choose to jeopardize my integrity in order to have excess. Lord, help me. Don't let pride and dishonesty find its place in me. Keep it far from me. You see, it is pride, it is vanity that will push you and I to keep up with the Joneses. Always trying to have, always feeling like we gotta have something that the other has, and always desiring to acquire the next thing and the latest and the greatest. And I'm not against all those things, but we have to keep them in the proper perspective, and we have to understand that I can never get to a place where my possessions possess me. I can never get to a place where having something and acquiring something is my aim, and my affection are set on those things. But I would to God that as Agur, we would pray, Lord, remove far from me vanity and lies. Oh, let me seek those things in vanity that will only do me harm. Those things that if I am blessed with will become a curse. Those things that I may often pray for because I don't pray in accordance with your will, and I ask amiss, Lord, if it's not your will, keep them from me. Maybe I don't have millions because I wouldn't make it if I did. I realize it's more popular to preach the prayer of Jabez. It's more popular to preach enlarging and broadening and making it more and more and more. But I dare say, when it comes to the world, we as Americans live in the upper echelon. We as Americans have so much. We have excess in comparison to the other nations of the world. And I'm not in any way, shape, or form, I am not looking at that and saying it is demonic or it is of the devil. What I'm saying is that we got to be careful. And our prayer needs to be that of, Agur, Lord, remove far from me vanity and lies. For if we are not careful and if we fail to keep things in the proper perspective, the lies society loves to spread about living the American dream can lead us to an eternal nightmare. Help us, God. Please understand, this is not a railing against the affluent, no more than it is a condemnation to the impoverished. I'm saying, Lord, much like the prayer of Agur, can I say it this way? Help me to be content with such things that I have. Help me to understand that it's not always about getting and acquiring and keeping up with this person or having what they have. Lord, feed me with food that is convenient for me. You know what I have need of. You know if it'll harm me. You know, this is I often use my kids as an example, and I just kind of wondered last night as we were wandering the fair, and my kids had gotten to their piggy bank, and they had cash in their pockets, and they couldn't wait to play some of the games. And I know what carnival games are. They are not for the consumer. They are to consume what the consumer brings. That is money. And I did not want my kids to waste their money at a carnival game. But they wanted it. I took them over to where they were making a rope. And for $5, you could have your own rope made, and you pick the colors. And I was like, guys, isn't this great? You can make your own rope. Don't you want to do it? No.
wanted to steer them away from the games, but they wanted to play the games. They wanted to throw the dart, shoot the basketball, throw the little ping pong ball into the cup. So I relented. I let them spend their money. And out of about $15, they have one little pink $1 dolphin to show for it. But I thought about this. I wonder if our Heavenly Father is like that with us sometimes. We come, oh Daddy, let me have this, and let me get this, and let me do this. And please, I'm not trivializing, I'm not demeaning, but I just wonder if sometimes our Heavenly Father doesn't look down and say, oh, you could do so much better in other areas. There's so much things that are so much more worthy for you to spend your money on and your time and your effort in. But if you want to and you desire, I'll let you go. And what I really wanted them to understand is that it's not a good trade. And sometimes I believe our Heavenly Father will allow us to indulge, and He'll allow us to expend our effort and our energy in things that really do us no good. In fact, but maybe they show us that effort, that time, and that energy can be better spent elsewhere. I know. When we read passages like this, it helps us to bring things into perspective. And as I begin to think, when he says, remove from me vanity and lies, I begin in the context of this passage, really, he's referring to the vanity that's pointed towards those with riches, who in their pride and in their vanity, they are possessed by their possessions. And then the lies are those that are led to believe that their poverty is because of someone else. Say it with me. And so his prayer is, Lord, give me neither poverty nor riches. Because Lord, if I get real rich, vanity will cause me to be full and I may deny you. If I become too poor, I may believe the lie that it's others who have taken from me and stolen from me. And so I will go and steal it back. I will play Robin Hood and I will make sure that I rob the rich to feed the poor. So Lord, help me. Help me keep it in perspective. There's an old wise saying that goes something like this. A robe too long will soon become bedraggled and turn into a dirty rag. A robe too short will not cover nakedness and leave one ashamed. So 'tis best then to have something in between. In essence, Agur's prayer is one of contentment. Those things that I have, let me be content with them. I may not always be striving and pursuing and trying to find this and that. Let me, in a sense, be okay with middle class. Please, I understand I'm not taking this to a political level, but I read an article in Business Insider. It was just published last month, August 11th of 2017. And the title of the article is this: The American middle class is dying. Between 2000 and 2014, the middle class in 203 of 229 metro areas declined. The rich became richer, and the poor became poorer. This is not an attempt to target the cause or lay the blame. This is only to remind us that what is disappearing is where Agur prayed to be. Lord, help me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food that is convenient for me. Lord, you know what I have need of. You know where I need to be. You know what is necessary for me to stay in relationship with you, lest I be fool and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Lord, I don't want to be at either end of the spectrum, Lord. I don't want to be wealthy and affluent so I become fool and deny you. And I don't want to become so impoverished that I steal to try to make up for it. Lord, help me to maintain in the area that you find convenient for me. Lord, feed me with food. It is convenient for me. You know what I have need of, Lord, before I ask or even think it. So let me be content. Give us this day our daily bread. Give me the portion that I need. Give me that which I have need of now. It's always, and I mentioned it earlier, but it bears repeating, it's amazing. Hurricanes threaten the water and the bread flies off the shelf. Steak and seafood and the finer things in life. And there's not much use for caviar. But what are you saying? And please understand, I am not demonizing these things. I am not trying to make you think you have to walk around in a flour sack with ashes rubbed upon your head. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I would that we would understand how applicable the prayer of Agur is. Lord, give me neither poverty nor riches. Help me to be content with such things as I have. Hebrews chapter number 13, verse 5 says this, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." See, part of contentment is the understanding that God will supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. I did not say God will supply all of our wants. My God will supply all of my needs. You see, here's the problem. The prayer is, "Give us this day our daily bread." That's what it should be. But yet many times our pursuits and our lifestyle are, "Lord, bless me with a bakery so I can bake all the bread I want." I know it's not the most popular of preaching, but maybe, just maybe, God does know what is best for me. Maybe, just maybe, God knows where I need to be. So, Lord, feed me with food that is convenient for me. Don't let my appetite get out of whack, God. Don't let me desire the things that will do me harm. Lord, don't let me seek after things trying to get fulfillment, which will cause a separation in my relationship with you. Lord, feed me with food that is convenient for me. You know what I can handle, and you know what will distort my life. You know what is convenient for me, and you know what is not. And so, Lord, here is my prayer. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but Lord, feed me with food that is convenient for me. Lord, help me be okay that I don't have what other people have. Lord, you know what's best for me. You know what I need to make it day by day. And so, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Give me a portion. I would that we would learn and understand from the example of the children of Israel who grumbled and complained when the manna came from heaven. But did they not realize it every day? God was supplying their need. And they didn't have to farm. And they didn't have to plant. They just had to go out in the morning and gather it up. And on the sixth day, there was enough for 2 days. We serve that kind of God. So, Lord, help me. I'm closing. You can stand to your feet. I know sometimes it's tough. Maybe watch friends, family, acquaintances as they acquire, as it seems like God is blessing them. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe God knows what I need and what I don't. Maybe God knows me better than I know myself. Maybe God has a plan for my life, and that plan doesn't include me having excess and becoming full and me denying Him. Maybe, just maybe, God has a plan for me. It doesn't include me becoming impoverished. And I thought about it in this light. And please, I understand this is not the case in every way, but it seems as though the uber wealthy, those that have all kinds of decadence and indulgences, it seems to me they many of them reach a place where the only thing that they desire then at that point is to participate in vice, folly. And at the opposite end of the spectrum, there are others who don't have anything. And I please understand, I'm not demeaning that. And I'm not looking down on either. I'm just saying it seems that opposite end of the spectrum, both the uber rich and the greatly impoverished, it seems as though on both ends of the spectrum you have vice. The excess is in vice. So maybe, just maybe, food that is convenient for me is right there in the middle. Maybe, just maybe, God knows what I have need of. Maybe, just maybe, the reason why God hasn't blessed me with that, or the reason why God hasn't done that for me like He's done for somebody else, is maybe they can handle it, maybe I can't. Who knows? But I do know this. The prayer of Al Gore, I want to be a part of my life. Lord, remove far from me vanity and lies. I don't want to jeopardize my integrity. I don't want to be a dishonest person trying to acquire. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food that is convenient for me. Apostle Paul said, I know how to abound. Base. I know how both be full and be hungry. I've been at opposite ends of the spectrum. I've had excess, had very little. Lord, in all this I've learned, whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. True measure of one's character is whether or not outside influences will change them. Sam Walton, founder of consumer giant Walmart, was known for driving around town in his old beat-up truck. Could he afford a new one? Oh. Could have afforded the best there was. Maybe, just maybe, making of all his millions, Sam needed something. He needed to be reminded as he crawled into that old truck, it's food that's convenient for me. Help me. Help us as a people. Find our satisfaction and fulfillment not in the things of this world, not in acquiring, not in possessions. Lord, in what You feed, give us this day our daily bread. Feed me with food that is convenient for me. And in that state, let me be content. Don't let me seek, desire to acquire, and have it pull me away from You. Help me. Can we lift our hands right now? These altars are open. Lord, help me to be satisfied with food that is convenient for me. Oh, let me acquire a taste for affluence, Lord, if that would steer me away and I would become full and deny You.
Jesus, You're the center of my joy.
I find my contentment, my happiness, a relationship with You. You'll never leave me nor forsake me. Lord, let my conversation be without covetousness. And whatever I have, therewith be content. For You have said, I will neither leave nor forsake. Give me this day my daily bread. Give me food that is convenient for me.
Fill the heart of my contentment,
pour for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Jesus,
always trying to keep up with the Joneses. We'll run you wrecked. Finding fulfillment in your possessions will cause your possessions to possess you. Lord, let the prayer of our God be my prayer. Give me not neither poverty nor riches. Food, feed me with food that is convenient for me. Let me be content with what you give.
You're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from
if you. If I never have a mansion here, God, it's fine.
You're the heart.
As long as I make it over there, where you build a mansion for me.
All I do, Jesus.
So feed me with food that is convenient for me. You know what I have need of today.
Jesus, you're the
supply the need. I come to you. I don't depend upon this world and what it gives. I don't want to fall prey to the illusion of a crying an American dream. That ends up being an eternal nightmare. Lord, help me. Feed me with food that is convenient for me.
Jesus, you're the center of my
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Can we sing it one more time?
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Feed me with food that is convenient for me. Help me. Lord, let you be the heart of my content. Lord, what you give me day by day. Let me learn to live and to love in what you provide. Because I don't want to become full and deny you. And I don't become impoverished so I steal and take your name in vain. I just want food that is convenient for me. One more time, can we lift our hands? Pray with an honest heart. Hallelujah. Let contentment reign in my life. Those things that I have, Lord, let me be content. Hallelujah. God bless you for being here in service this morning. I want to remind you tonight, 6 o'clock, understanding the end time begins. First session, discovering the United States in the Bible. Time prophecy, if you've ever been interested in understanding. Daniel chapter 7. Beast therein.
leopard with four heads, a lion with eagle's wings, the bear, beast with ten horns. That interests you, understanding of the end time you'd like to have. Encourage you to come. Be here tonight at 6 o'clock. If you signed up for snacks, please remember to bring those as we gather together for a time of learning, instruction, and fellowship. It's Wednesday night. Missionary service. Brother and Sister Pace are going to be in service with us. We ask that you would come and support what's happening here. One other thing, and on a personal matter, if there's some men that would be willing to help me at my house for about 30 minutes on Tuesday evening, if your schedule permits. I wouldn't ask you to drive if you live a distance away, but if you're here in town in the vicinity and you could help me, if you could meet me close after service, we get a time together, that would be great. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord this morning. You may go in the precious name of Jesus Christ.